The Road to Healing, Day 9 of the Lenten Journey, Focus and Meditation. My phone vibrated just as we were being seated for lunch. It was a meeting with several people coming together to talk about some of the social services we would be offering through the church. I reached my phone and read the text message on the screen. Running late, be there soon. I told the meeting attendees that Edna was running late. And then it happened. As I moved my glance off of the phone screen, it was as if I was giving a signal to start a race. Everyone around the table reached into their pocket or purse to check their telephone for messages. Their actions seemed too coordinated and synchronized for me to believe that they were consciously getting a signal from me to check. No, this was in the realm of the unconscious. Everyone around the table was reminded that it was time to check for messages, calls, and personal tweets. Like it or not, technology sends us signals in ways we never expected. Like Pavlovian dogs, we respond to different stimulations sent to us by emails, texts, phones, beeps, rings, lights, and flashes. If a small little vibration can trigger an avalanche of phone checking in a small group, just think of the effects on a larger group. And we do pay for it as a society. We are so distracted by the outside stimuli that are triggering automatic responses from us that we have lost opportunities to pray and meditate in the true spirit of these practices. I can vouch from my personal experience as a priest. On countless occasions, during the most sacred and solemn moments of services and liturgies, a cell phone would ring, ironically in a place we call sanctuary. That is, a place that is supposed to be immune from the noise and pollution of the world. Giving time for prayer and meditation is vital in the healing process. This time has to be spent in the absence of distractions. Find some time and a place to meditate. We will talk about prayer later in this series. Today, find some time and a place to meditate, and let's begin with a simple exercise. To conquer illness, clarity of focus is needed. Meditation is the laser beam that focuses and cuts through the disease, allowing the medicine to find and target the spot to be healed. Think of a misunderstanding between you and a friend. Before long, one thing leads to another, and words are spread between family members. Soon, parents, relatives from both sides are getting involved and begin to bicker among themselves. And if not stopped soon, the problem escalates. The art of meditation sifts through all of the excesses and the peripheral events and focuses on the main issue. Tomorrow we will speak more specifically to the practice of meditation. For today, find some time that will become a regular time of day during the next 30 days of the journey. This will be a time when you can meditate. Perhaps in the morning, midday, before going to bed, you set the time. Try to set it so that you can keep it regularly, because along with meditation we will develop a pattern and build our sense of discipline. Set aside 15 minutes. Find a place that is remote and or secluded. Turn off all electronic devices. Imagine you're on a plane and the steward has announced that all electronic devices must be turned to the off position. The trip you're on is greater than a plane ride, even around the world. It's a road to healing. So turn it off and keep it off. For tonight, try to stay quiet during those 15 minutes. Take a mental inventory of the sounds and feelings you experience. It may be as simple as listening to your breath. The mind will take you places. When you catch yourself thinking of other things outside of the moment, return back to listening to your breath. Don't panic and don't be anxious. This is only the first day of this practice. We will be developing it in the days to come. Most importantly, we're learning to use the powers and talents that are within us to better our health, our relationships, and ourselves. This is the practice for today's road to healing. Let us pray. Heavenly Healer, I open myself this evening for a healing that can come only from a direct hit on the essence of my troubles. Help me to stay open without giving cause for shame or fear, allowing me to come to terms with my vulnerabilities. Allow me to focus on the essence of my troubles, and in my openness, allow the solution to find me. Amen. This is Father Voskin, looking forward to continuing the road to healing tomorrow, when you'll join us. Until then, stay well, and God bless.
Thank you for joining us on this Lenten journey, A Time to Heal. Please be sure to check out all of our programming at epostle.net, Apostolic Evangelism for an Electronic World. Listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, and everywhere podcasts are distributed. For the In His Shoes team, this is Sevan wishing you a good day.